Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. I thank God this morning for waking me up this morning to be able to facilitate. This is Sister Gladys this morning, facilitating on, this is Tuesday, March the 7th, 2023. And I thank God for this hour, power of prayer. Hallelujah, prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. Hallelujah, where Sister Darlene Bondage is pastor over this ministry. And I just appreciate God for everyone on this line this morning, everyone that is here now, everyone that will be coming on this line that, you know, thanking God that you're here. Thanking God that he woke us up this morning. Thanking God that we're here in unity right now, God, with the same mind and on the same accord, you know, praying for the same things in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Encouraging one another. Hallelujah. Touching and agreeing with one another on things that we have need of God today. And just thanking God, not just for a need, just thanking God for who he is and whom we are and whom we belong to, and giving him all the glory and the honor and the praises this morning, being grateful, being thankful to him that all that he has done, the things that he is doing, and the things that he is about to do. So we appreciate God for, oh, just how great he is, and to honor him with the and the praise him for everything that he has done. So we're just going to come together this morning at this hour, power of prayer, you know, together in unity, you know, corporately, just giving God thanks for what he has done. We're not going to be able to petition in him for for anything right now before we do corporate prayer, and we coming together and thanking God for allowing us to be here another day. So everybody, you know, while some we're gonna unmute our phones now, but I just want to say that when we get done with corporate prayer, we're gonna go into the word, a word of encouragement. But I ask everyone to be mindful and be respectful, to mute their phones when they're not speaking and stuff. And you can, you know, wait until the time is, you know, comes for us to do prayer requests and things. So we're going to come together and just thank God just for us being here. Be thankful to God. Father God,
this morning,
right now,
your name.
In your son.
We thank you today, God, because you are so good. You're great, God. Greatly to be praised, God, is from the Son.
God, we thank you right now, God. We ask you forgiveness right now, Father, of the things that we have done in this body. Not pleasing to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. You are absolutely, Lord.
You are joy, God. Peace, joy, and contentment in you is great, oh God. So we thank you for that this morning, God. Thank you for our families this morning. Praise you this morning, God, because you're blessing us this morning, God.
Make us one strong, Father. Anything that we have done, maybe in our past life or against someone, Father, just because we get out, God knows, you know, he is still a sin because he thought evil of anyone, spoke evil of anyone, Father, in the name of Jesus. But we know for your forgiveness. Watch us.
Thank you for
creating us right now, God, in the name of purges of every wrong we've done right now, God, and throw every spot and every wrinkle, every blemish right now, God, into the sea of forgiveness never to be remembered again right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now, God, that you can come boldly before the throne of grace and make us that our request be made known unto you, Father God, this day, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you right now, Lord, for everyone. Lord, if we come together in unity, in prayer, and on the same accord, Father, in the name of Jesus, where I am stopping, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, bless us with a word from you this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, of encouragement, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we honor you and we praise you,
Father, Holy Ghost.
God. Hallelujah.
We thank you, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God.
Praise your
name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus, for your guidance, God.
We thank you
for the channel, God.
We thank you for being our healer. For
yes.
By your stripes we are
God,
healed.
God.
In the name of Jesus, those are your
right.
Your promises, Father. In the name of Jesus, that we are strong in you, Lord,
sure,
and in the
heaven.
Power of your not our power, but your strong in your mind, Father God. In the name of Jesus, so when the enemy tries to come in like
God.
A flood, your they spirit shall lift up a standard. Right now,
you're
God,
the
in
same
the name
today
of Jesus,
and forever, God. Thank you for that this
it's
morning, God.
In the name of Jesus, we, hallelujah, bind
yes,
every
yes,
spirit.
Yes, yes. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus, glory to you.
Come into this,
my
God,
God my,
and we cast them down to the pit
that
of hell. So we claim in the name of Jesus, Lord,
yes,
every dick, every curse,
thank you,
our,
thank you, Jesus.
Every evil word spoken over
Lord.
Our
thank
life,
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We
glory,
bind it up
glory, glory to your name.
We return every evil word back to the sender.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. And yet,
God, my God.
Oh,
God. Thank you for the unity of God. Unity of the body, oh God. Unity
we bind
of our home, Lord.
We rebuke
thank the unity this morning, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
You came
there, Father.
At that moment. In
Lord,
the name
Lord,
of
Lord,
Jesus,
Lord, my God,
please,
God,
the blood of Jesus,
Jesus
over our minds, our
yes,
bodies, our spirit,
my
our will,
oh, my God.
And our emotions, the name of Jesus,
God,
Lord, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for faith, but thank you,
thank
Lord,
you for
grace. Thank you, Lord,
for mercy. Our children,
thank you,
oh,
Father,
God,
for
our grandchildren, God. In the name
God,
of Jesus, thank you.
Mind. In the name of
go
Jesus,
to
Lord, we want
God.
To praise
your place,
oh
God,
right now,
the marketplace, God.
But
thank
only
you for
what
that
we will do, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
Lord,
for Jesus,
God. We yes, Lord,
know
you. Thank you
every
for sending your angels,
God.
God. If you
like
that's your angels, God. Help us, God.
Thank you, right,
God.
God, in the name of Jesus, for by your sight, we are still,
Lord,
every spirit of his is bound off of us and our families in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you for our families right now. In the name of Jesus, for protection right now, God. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for salvation and deliverance.
Thank you
for your
Lord,
we thank you right now, God, for trusting you, God.
Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise, praise, praise.
You will direct us in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for letting your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Over our lives this
beautiful.
Morning, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, right now, God, for the
heart
and praise
and
worship this morning, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, right now, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
You
know, the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end, oh God. You're the one and only wise God.
And what you will be doing for us and for
you,
Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, God, for being Christ. Morning, right now, Father
thank
God,
you.
In the name of Jesus,
God,
singing on favor
with God,
food
with me, God, each and every day, oh God, your favor surround us, oh God, like a shield, Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank
if
you, Father,
Lord,
for that today.
If there be,
oh God,
and
we have the victory over all things, oh God, because we can do
the
things all things through Christ, strengthens
in
us,
the
oh God.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
your name, God.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Lord.
In the
name of Jesus,
Lord,
yes,
we're going to operate our, in the, Father, in the name of Jesus. Well, we pray for your Lord, God. Hallelujah. And everyone that's listening on this prayer line this morning right now, God. Hallelujah. We're going to respect
now,
right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we
thank you that you cover
and
protect those present the word. I hope this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. God. Praise
God.
Your name, God. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Glory,
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 glory.
Thank you, Father. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. We thank you. Your will and yes, oh God. We trust you. We obey, God. And when the Spirit speaks, oh God, in our heart, the Spirit
to come into our home, surround our family members. Hallelujah. Angels,
thank
warring
you,
angels,
thank
fighting our battles for us, Glory to you, right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, of our loved ones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Going out to the north, the south, to the east, and to the west.
These prayers.
Glory
to you.
These prayers that will be going forth and have already been going forth for every believer in this world, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Around the world,
in the name
all intercession
of Jesus,
right now,
my God,
giving us glory,
oh God,
glory
to you.
We need to do,
hallelujah,
day, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Start us out in our day, but this is the day that you have made, Lord, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in this day, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you right now, God, for being the author and the finisher of our faith in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we honor you. We come together in agreement like that, God.
Hallelujah.
For the needs of, your, of our family, our church family, Father, in the name of Jesus. For the church, Father, in the name of Jesus. As hallelujah. Intercessors standing in Jesus' name, I pray. In Jesus' name, we pray as we come together.
For you, God. Thank you for salvation this morning, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. We thank you.
Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord.
We
praise you.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. So I want to petition anyone that is and everyone that's on the prayer line this morning so I can get who is here this morning. So let some keep your phones on mute and everyone just petition. You know, I'm asking you to let everyone know that you are here. This I still haven't did the word yet, so just let us know who's here on this line this morning. Amen.
Good morning. This is Steve.
Good morning. This is Darlene.
Good morning, Ms. Chris.
And good morning. This is for you.
Good morning, Sister Yvonne.
Good morning, Yvonne. How are you this morning? Is there anyone else?
Good morning.
What was the last? Thank you, Sister Scholastica. Good morning. Who else is here?
Good morning. This is Teresa.
Good morning, Teresa. How are you this morning?
Good
anyone
morning.
Else?
Good.
I want to acknowledge anyone. I just hear who's talking.
Good morning.
Who's the last?
Lucinda here.
Good morning, Lucinda. Sister Lucinda, how
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning. Thank you. Very well.
Who else is here? Okay. If everyone has been acknowledged that's here on the line, I want to get, before I get into the word, just want, Sister Chris, could you say a prayer? We want to be mindful of the time so I can get the word in, and then, and Sister, spirits of encouragement and words of encouragement, I mean, and Sister Bondage have time that she needs to say what God has put on her mind to say and pray about this morning. Can you say a prayer for us this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, Lord, we magnify you, Lord. We just give you all the glory and honor this morning, Lord God. Lord God, for you are worthy, Lord. For we know that you are able to do everything exceedingly above all we can ask or imagine, Lord God. We just thank you today, Lord. Lord God, for we are blessed and highly favored, Lord. We are blessed when we come and we are blessed when we go, Jesus. And we just want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for just giving us this day, Lord God, our daily bread, Jesus. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for just allowing us to be here on this platform, Lord God, where we can just come together, Lord God, and stand in the gap for each other, Lord God, and stand in the gap for those, Lord God, who may not be able to stand in the gap for themselves, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the sick and the shut-in this morning, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, that are maybe depressed, Lord God. We pray for those that may be incarcerated, Lord God, and just so down, Lord God, that they can't pray for themselves, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for just everybody, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for those, Lord God, that need you, Jesus, Lord God, but maybe don't know how to seek you, Jesus. So we're just coming together, Lord God, and standing in the gap for each and every person, Lord God, that's going through something this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we come to you today, Lord God, asking you to break every stronghold, Lord God, in their life, Lord God, to tear down every generational curse, Lord God. Lord God, where they feel like there's no way, Lord God, we know that you can make a way, Lord God. So we just thank you today, Lord God. We're just praying for each and other, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, I'm praying for my children, Lord God. I pray for Denver and Dallas today, Lord God, as they go to school, Lord God, and all children, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for them, Lord God, that you just touch them today, touch the teachers, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for just people that need healing today, Lord God. We're praying that you will heal their bodies, Lord God, whatever's going on inside of them, Jesus. Whether it's mental, Lord God, or physical, Jesus, Lord God, I'm praying for a breakthrough for them today, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for salvation today, Lord God. Lord God, those that just don't know what's going on in their life, Lord God, but they know that they need something, Lord God. We know that you fill voids, Lord God. Lord God, you are a void filler, Lord God. So we ask you, Lord God, to fill that void in their life, Lord God. Lord God, let them know, Lord God, that they need you, Jesus, Lord God, because we know we all need you, Lord God. We can't do anything without you, Lord God. So we just pray today, Lord God, that you will meet the needs of your people, Lord God. We're praying for just an overpouring of love, Lord God, that guape love, Lord God. We just asking you, Lord God, just to pour the love upon your people, Lord God. We asking you, Lord God, to just reduce the violence, Lord God. Just cancel all the violence, Lord God. Return the hearts of the fathers back to the children today, Lord God. We're praying for marriages, Lord God. For those that may not be married, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would send their helper, that's the person to them, Father God, Lord God. Because, you know, man should not be alone, Lord God. Lord God, so we just pray for relationships today, Lord God, that you would be a restorer of relationships right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for families, Lord God. We're praying for sick, Lord God, mental illnesses today, Lord God. We're just praying, Jesus, Lord God, that you would just heal the land, Lord God. You said for those who are called, Lord God, would turn away from their wicked ways, Lord God, and just pray, Lord God. So we're praying, Jesus, Lord God. We're seeking after you, Lord God, and asking you, Lord God, to just heal the land, Lord God, today in the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen. Thank you for that prayer, Sister Chris. Appreciate you for that. So I'm just going to go ahead on and get in the word because I want to try to have time for to have the ones that are on here that needs prayer or whatever it is that their need may be to have something that we can come together and touch in agreement with this morning. But today, you know, this song that God put on my heart, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. This love that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this love that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this love that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. And I thank God for that song. And my words of encouragement be coming from a title of joy. When Jesus thinks about you, he jumps for joy. He's thrilled about you with perfect vision that sees in every direction and wisdom that contemplates the past and future simultaneously. He leads you on an incredible journey. He leads us on an incredible journey. He knows that his plan, what his plan for our life, and it's always good. The joyful shepherd asks for your hand so he can guide you into the best life. When the enemy comes against you, Jesus laughs in his face and hopes you will do the same. And I repeat this sentence here. When the enemy, when the enemy comes against us, Jesus laughs in his face and hopes you will do the same. For every situation, every circumstance, every temptation, every trial, every test, hallelujah, we ought to be like-minded, Christ-like-minded, just like he did, and he still does to this day. Faith in the Lord will liberate you and set you free. Life with him is meant to be filled with joy and celebration. You are the joy that moves his heart. How much more should he stir yours with holy bliss? The joy of the Lord is contagious and irresistible. So, Father God, you know, Jesus, your smile sparks faith in the deepest part of me. The sound of your laughter is like a shining bolt of my soul in the name of Jesus. It demolishes every lie that bombards my mind and unlocks the chains that restrict me. Permeate me with your joy. I willingly take your hand and will trust you here abandoned. In your presence, I am free. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank Lord God for that. And I thank God, hallelujah. If you have pencil, you know, and paper. And so I also want to give you scriptures which speak on joy. And I just to write this down, you know, I admonish you to, or even you can go back and listen and get the scriptures. And I start with Nehemiah 8:10, which is the joy of the Lord is our strength in the name of Jesus. And 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, but the scripture that I got here is, and this is King James Version, all of these, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's about gratitude and prayer. Zephaniah 3:17 speaks, the Lord thy God, the midst of thee is his love. He will joy over thee with singing, God our Redeemer, and with singing. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Romans 12:12 speaks about rejoicing in hope and tribulation, continuing instantly in prayer. That's for prayer of patience. That's one of the scriptures. I was just, you know, just taking from some of the ones that I saw, because I don't have the time to speak of, on all of them. Philippians 4:4 is another one. Psalms 94:19 is another one for worrying and for comfort. It speaks on that. Psalms 118:24 speaks about the creation and life. Hallelujah. We have can give joy over all of these things. Habakkuk 8:17-18, salvation, and speaks about worship and those parts. And Psalm 16:11, life nearness. That's what it speaks about. 1 Peter 1:8-9, faith and salvation in the name of Jesus. John 16:24, reliability and receive blameless. 2 Corinthians 12:10, strength and
persecution that it speaks about that, because we're all going to be persecuted for his sake. Therefore, I take pleasure. Mm-hmm. This is what 2 Corinthians 10, 12, 10 speaks on. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmity, in necessity, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am I strong. And the last one is Proverbs 15:23. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? In the name of Jesus. And I just thank God for giving me this. And I thank him for his precious gift of the Holy Ghost that reminds me of these things sometimes. Hallelujah, when situation arises and I'm not thinking on those things, the Holy Ghost brings back to our remembrance what we have need of at that particular time of situation, whatever situations arise in our life, whatever calamities, whatever storms, whatever, hallelujah, temptations come, whatever it is, there's something, hallelujah, God has, the Holy Ghost has to tell us about and to, hallelujah, remind us of his love. Hallelujah, God's love for us and the joy that we have. And I am still a work in progress. That's, and I'm talking about me, about these things, because it's not just a one-time deal. Every day we have to pray about something, but we have to have the same joy. Hallelujah. And just be reminded and just speak the word of God over our situations and stuff. And sometimes, you know, I get weary, and I'm just being transparent, hallelujah, well-doing. But the Lord God is always there for us to open up our mouth and begin with songs and praises, hallelujah, and thanking God, Lord Jesus. And that just determines how long we will be in a situation or thing. So I just thank God that still, hallelujah, love me in spite of all, you know, my thoughts or anything that I might have done or thought, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, and that I can have can come to God, hallelujah, with everything that, you know, sort of like tries to get me down, hallelujah, and distress, oppression, all of these kind of things that the enemy, that may try to come my way in the name of Jesus. And I just want to be careful of the enemy, hallelujah, and not blame the enemy about everything that's going on, but it's how I perceive it and my attitude and how I deal with whatever it is that God allows to put before me, because nothing goes by him without him knowing about it. There is nothing that can happen to me that he don't know about it. So I just thank God just for, you know, just that, just reminding me of the joy and some of his goodness is in his scriptures, in Jesus' name. And so I just appreciate God for that. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So I just want to give chance to everyone on this line that they please keep it, you know, to, you know, don't take long with it, because somebody else might have want to speak and say something before it's time for us to come together with corporate and pray for these prayers. So be mindful and let's be respectful of each other, because I have to remind myself the same thing too. So when I speak, you know, to you, I'm speaking of myself also. So we're going to open our mics and we're going to make sure that there's no background noise that are coming out, so we can hear clearly what our brothers and our sisters are saying. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So the lines, are open this morning. Each one, you know, one by one, be careful of the time, and so we can get everyone's prayer request. Thank you. The lines are open.
Yes, good morning. Once again, I thank you, Sister Gladys, for this word today. And, of course, that's it just blesses me so much when we talk about joy, because I just have a spirit of joy. And I'm glad that you shared that with us today. And the joy of the Lord is definitely contagious. I thank you for sharing that part, because, you know, a lot of times when we are out and about and somebody is looking down and out, if you just say something nice and sweet and maybe encourage them, that helps to lift their spirit. So I just appreciate you just having this topic this morning. And so today I would like to pray for my grandson, Abraham, that he will have a spirit of love and joy in his heart. Sometimes he seems to be a little bit on the melancholy side, and so we want to pray for him. I also want to pray for all of his siblings, which are Celeste, Benjamin, and David, that they will have a sense of unity in the house and not be bickering all the time. And, of course, we want to keep Benjamin in prayer that he will do right in school, get his lesson, and not cause issues in the classroom.
I thank you. Is there anyone else?
Where I am right now. But anyway, if you can hear me, to pray for the needs, mercy, healing, and protection so that she needs, and continue praying for and healing, delivery for lost souls, and my family, continue praying for family. Thank you.
Okay, Sister Darlene, did you understand?
Heard her say, pray for the families, and then I don't know if she said David, her brother. Is that what she said? Okay. Sister Scholastica.
I said to pray for that. I'm not in a position to speak in so loud. I'm at work, and I to listen, and I believe the Holy Spirit will entirely know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Okay. Okay. Is there anyone else that has a prayer request or a praise report or song? No one else? Well, okay.
Sing a song, hallelujah, Jesus, praise the name of the Lord. Praise God, Lord.
Go ahead.
It is done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. Blood of Jesus, the battle is.
Sister Darlene, I can't hear you. You've been cut off.
Going on with the phones this morning.
I hear
can you hear
now.
Me now? Okay. It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. Hallelujah, I am free. Thank you, Jesus, you done it all for me. Hallelujah, I am free. Thank you, Jesus, you done it all for me. It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. By the precious blood of Jesus, the battle is won. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Darling, song this morning. I don't know if the others have their phones muted. It's, you know, I thank God for you have it muted so there's no background noise. But when you're coming on, remember to unmute your phones. So is there anybody else that have a testimony or praise report or, you know, prayer? They need prayer for loved ones or whoever. The time is now to speak.
Good morning. Sister Lucinda here. And I just want to I am so grateful for the commission that God has prayer, praise, and deliverance fellowship. It is, we are warriors on the wall, and we've accepted the commission to arrive here every morning and bright and cheery. And so for that, my heart is just bursting with joy. Thank you.
Thank you, my sister. Is there anyone else? I want to give you the opportunity to have a song or a praise report. I'll go ahead on and share mine. I just thank God for this, the opportunity, this to be here, and to this, just to be a part of what's going on in the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. And I appreciate God for each and every one of you, my brothers and sisters, as we come together in prayer, praying in agreement, on one accord, in the name of Jesus, for each other, our family members, our neighbors right now. And I just thank God for my sister Mary, continual prayer for her, that she will get, that she has favor, you know, with man to, for someone to come out and to restructure her home, because it's in bare, I mean, it's in, you know, bad condition and bad shape. So I just thank God for doing that for her. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I thank God, hallelujah, for her joy, for her peace, for just that whole family dynamics there in that home while I was there. And I was able to be in there to see what was going on, so I know exactly what to pray for other than what they were telling me. So I just thank God for that. I thank God for my family in the name of Jesus, for salvation, healing, and deliverance family. And I always, you know, I get up. My time of getting up in prayer is 3 o'clock. That's my time that God gives to me, and this has been something that's going on since forever. I can't even count the years that I do that, that I pray and, you know, ahead of time for my family members and what I'm going through, thanking God for agreement when we come here together. Hallelujah, because I've already been up and I pray for situations. I pray for this ministry in the name of Jesus. So I just thank God for it. And so leave this mic open for anyone else that may have something to say. In Jesus' name, I just thank God for my strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Is there anyone else that have a song, a word? If they just say this speak a verse or anything, you know, we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony in the name of Jesus. So I just thank God. Hallelujah. Like I was saying in the word of Proverbs, hallelujah, 15:23, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? So I want to leave that, you know. Don't be afraid to speak up and talk, or think that what you're going to say is not worthy, because what you have in your mouth that comes forth out of your mouth, somebody may need that to have come forth with deliverance or healing, salvation in the name of Jesus. So don't, you know, just sit back and not say anything. When I'm not trying to force you to say anything, but when we do these things and we ask God for something, you know, he's really quick to answer, you know. But he's not a respecter of person either, and he loves us all. So I'm just encouraging you today to speak out. If you don't do anything, but just read the scripture that's somewhere. So is there anyone?
All right. Yeah, let me go ahead and share, Sister Gladys. This is, excuse me, the scripture of the week. I'm going to just speak on that just a bit here. The scripture of the week is from 1 Kings chapter 4, verses 29 through 30. And it says, and God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the East Country and all the wisdom of Egypt. And, you know, when I think about Solomon, you know, we have heard the story about how he had, well, when he, God asked him what he wanted wisdom instead of asking for things. Because if you have the wisdom, then you can use that wisdom to create things in your life or to make your business, set up a business. You can have wisdom to take care of your family, to guide them in the right direction. And thinking of wisdom when it comes to witnessing to other people, God wants us to be wise. As a serpent and harmless as a dove, there are times when we do need to be very direct in how we speak to people concerning their salvation to snatch them out of the fire. But the Lord will give you that wisdom when you are witnessing to somebody. There are people out there who know Jesus or have been a part of the kingdom. Many people say that from Jesus Christ, and I've talked to people who have said they have done so many things that God would not receive them back. Well, that's a trick of the enemy. So God can give us wisdom on how to share the fact that God is a forgiving God. And so, you know, we use the wisdom of God to help people along the way, even to help ourselves. Sometimes we need the wisdom of God when we make decisions concerning our homes, when you're going to buy something, when especially like a major purchase, a car, a house, or anything like that. But God will give you that wisdom when you seek him, when you stop and you say, Lord, I need your wisdom on this. And, you know, I remember many times when I was working in the workplace that I may have had a problem or a situation where I had a task to do or something that a project that I needed to turn in, and I was having some difficulty with getting things together. So I would just sit there and pray and ask the Lord to help me to figure out what I needed to do to present everything in a very good way. And so, you know, God's there for you. He's there with you. And so he will answer those prayers when you ask him. He said to ask and you shall receive. And so we look at the fact that the Lord has presented to us that if we lack wisdom, all we have to do is ask for it and he will give it to us. So let us keep in mind that we are the children of God. We are the children of the Most High God. And because of that, he helps us along the way. He helps us as we continue this journey. You know, there are times when you may be in a place where you don't know what to do. You don't have the answer, but God has the answer. And so we just look to him for that wisdom. And he says, in all you're getting, get understanding. Get wisdom, but get understanding. So we look to the Lord for what we need in him. And wisdom is the principal thing. In the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And so we're looking to have the wisdom as we go forward in our lives, as we are, even as we come to this prayer line. Use wisdom when you come here. Use wisdom to share the word of God, to be in a position to help somebody along the way. And remember that your words can be words of hurt, or they can be words of love and encouragement. So we want to use our tongues to help somebody, to be encouraged, to share the love of God, to share the joy that is in your spirit. When you have joy in your spirit, you can help others to come up out of the depression, the downtroddenness that they may be in. And sometimes just a smile can be what you need to do for somebody. But as we look at wisdom, and I think about Solomon, how there was a situation with two women who had two little babies. And this is it's just so powerful how he did this. The two women had the babies, and that one night one of the children died. And so they went to Solomon because one said, oh, no, that's my baby. Another said, no, that's my baby, the baby that's alive. And so they went to Solomon. And in the end, what he did, he asked them, should we cut the baby in half, the live baby in half, and give one to the mother and one to the other mother? And the real mother said, no, let her have the baby rather than kill the baby, because if you cut the baby in half, then the baby's going to be dead. So that was his way of finding out who the real mother was, because one mother wanted the baby to be cut in half, and so you knew that that was not her baby. So we just thank God for how his wisdom was known across the land. And there are people who are in position today, and I think about the leaders in our country. Some of the things that they do, they don't seem to have much wisdom at all. And so we have to pray for them, you know, pray that God will give them wisdom. And in fact, as far as prayer goes, we want to pray for our nation. I mean, we have a lot of stuff going on in this nation. our leaders, starting with the president all the way down to the school teachers and people in our people in our businesses. Pray that God would give our leaders, whoever they are, that they will have wisdom when they make their decisions and not have their own agendas first and foremost, to think about the people, to think about what they're doing, think about how the decisions that they make will affect millions of people across this land. So I'm going to put that down as a prayer request this morning, to pray for wisdom for our leaders in the nation. Also, when I think about the nation, I was watching the news yesterday and looking at how the weather, my goodness, the weather is just so different. Snow is in places that you don't normally see snow, and it's a lot of snow. So I want to pray that God will protect those who are in the path of these storms that are going across the nation, tornadoes and trees and all kinds of stuff going on. So we want to pray that God will help to protect those who are in the path of the storms. In fact, they're talking about some more snow that's coming, I believe, out in California. I mean, it's just something that is happening. And I know God is the one who provides the snow. He provides the wind and the rain and all of that stuff. And so we want to pray that God will help these people who are in, not only those who are in the path of the storms, but people across the nation to come and receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. Salvation is important. And we know that a lot of people have just turned away from God. They feel like they are doing everything on their own. They have forgotten about God, and they're just turning away. So we want to pray for the spirit of salvation for this nation across the land, and not only in our nation, but across the world, around the world, and the different fights and wars that are going on. And I don't understand why, but it seems like there's a rash of plane issues, planes clipping each other and trains coming off the tracks. Just a lot of calamities. And I know that God said in his word that there will be things happening in the last days, and we are seeing some of these things that are coming to pass. So we want to pray that these train operators will get things straight and stop having these crashes and trains coming off the tracks and these planes clipping each other and people dying in the plane crashes. So it's just so many things that are happening in our nation. So we can pray. I mean, that's God's way of helping us to seek him the more, you know, to seek him while he may be found. And so we want to pray for these things this morning, because there's a need. There's a seems to be a spirit of death and a spirit of just chaos. I mean, people, the guy that was on the plane wanted to hurt everybody on the plane. They caught him, put him in jail. So he needs to stay there, wanting to kill people on the plane. So, you know, we know that there are demonic spirits out there. So we got to pray and curse these demons at the root. Stop them like Jesus did when he spoke to that tree. He spoke to the tree and he said that the tree would not bear any more fruit. So the next day the disciples saw that the tree was dead. So we want to curse these demonic spirits at the root. Decide in our minds. Speak out whatever it is that's on your heart. If there are people that you may have not spoken out to this morning that you need to pray for. So we're going to come together and we're going to pray that God will deliver across this nation and around the world. So let's all come together right now and begin to pray once again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, today for just helping us, oh God, to the fortune, oh God, to pray, intercede, and make up the schedule, God. Oh, Father, we pray for the spirit of wisdom across
this
God. Give our leaders
wisdom. We thank you for your grace and your mercy on our family members.
Nothing is above us, Father. We love you. We thank you, Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Any spirit of calamity, we find to rebuke the enemy plan. Calamity,
bless you today, oh God. Lord, you're God. Thank you for the joy, God.
All leaders, speak your
Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.